is beyond their capacity to deal with. For they can't argue against the truth, nor can they refute the documentation. This is Thursday night. Let's go directly to Phoenix for the metal report. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Pleasure to be back with you again.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, sir. This is a metals report for the 17th of October, 1996. Gold today closed down 50 cents. It is $380.40. Silver is at $4.87, closed down 12 cents today. Platinum is at $384.20. It was off $1.20 today. The metals market obviously is in a bit of a slump, which I think we've all noticed. Again, it is overclouded by a lot of rumors concerning our own country possibly selling off gold. There's still the rumor, the cloud of the IMF desperately raising cash for anywhere from a $50 to $60 billion crisis fund they're trying to build up. Unfortunately, they're not saying what this crisis is for. The IMF is also looking at selling as much as $2 billion worth of gold at this point. So some of the rumors have been exaggerated. Some of them are in excess of 200 million ounces. It's very hard to tell at this point. But with the Dow Jones climbing to an all-time record again, the metals market has been sort of in a slump again, as usual. Some of the news events I wanted to cover with your listeners this week is in the Wall Street Journal this morning. It was an excellent article, and it has been the trend, and something you stirred within me about 3 weeks ago, Mr. Cooper, when you said investments are good, but again, you stressed to your listeners, please know what you're doing. There seems to be a trend of exposure happening across the newspapers. Again, this week there were three major mutual funds that are now under investigation for fraud by the NASD, which is a group of securities individuals that monitor their own markets. It's called the National Association of Securities Dealers. These mutual funds have been advertising for years that they are safe, conservative investments. Actually, what they have found out to contain is the vast majority of their funds have been invested in derivatives. We've all been hearing that term for a little over the last year. One fund alone in the past 2 years has lost over $140 million. And unfortunately, the way derivatives are set up, there's virtually no way for you, the investor, to prove how that money was lost. Again, municipal bonds are also coming under watch this week by the federal government. There's been a U.S. probe launched in, again, they call them muni bonds is another term for them, but they're local municipality bonds. Some of the ones we've watched lately are a lot of the Miami bonds. There have been some Denver bonds up there around the airport and things that have had some financial crises. And the people have pretty much been left out in the cold as a result of them. Very poor returns. Orange County was another example. I would stress again, with just like you have said with your listeners, please be mindful of where you're putting your investment dollars, particularly those of you that are getting to the age where you're expecting these funds to protect you in retirement years. Know what your brokers are doing with them. A lot of these muni bonds were touted as tax-free. Now people are finding out years later they didn't qualify at all for tax-free. So please, again, be aware of where your dollars are. You must realize that you have to be responsible for these. You can't expect someone else to take the same care that you would in something. Another announcement came from the Federal Reserve today, too, that they are expecting the Federal Reserve to come up within the next week for tougher bank rules on laundering money. Well, a lot of us think right away, laundering money, that's great. They've got to get the drug people. It doesn't concern me. But when you break that down into some of the smaller rules, which we've all watched over the last couple years with cash reporting, for years it has been anything over $10,000 and above. Now there's some of the banks are reporting anything at $500 and above. So things are obviously changing. It's a matter of the federal government again and the Federal Reserve coming in and controlling. They are stepping up their pace. They're looking for the average person that has discrepancies or unusual events in moving money around from one account to another. If, let's say, for example, you're a regular citizen, you're depositing your paycheck weekly in the bank, and everything seems to be whatever, so-so with that. And then all of a sudden, you deposit something that's larger. That goes on report. There's a separate file for it now. And again, the Federal Reserve is moving in, so again, I'd ask you listeners to be aware of some of these changes that are coming. Foreign bond buyers. I mentioned last week with you, Bill, we talked a little bit about how Japan has been so aggressive in buying bonds in this country to the point where they actually control about 87% of all the bonds held in this country. Some of the other countries moving in as of late very aggressively this year are actually China, Japan as well, Germany, and Saudi Arabia. They are buying up bonds very aggressively. One article called them devouring our U.S. bond issues. China, in fact, in this year alone, their percentage of bonds that they're buying is up 48%. There has to be a reason why a lot of these foreign countries are placing their money into this government. Again, I mentioned to you last week that Greenspan urged and very seriously warned our Congress to watch out for our national debt and the way we handle things. If we have more shutdowns, like we did at the end of last year, and start to express to the world that we can no longer handle our finances and our national debt, these countries are going to become very insecure. They're going to start pulling money out of the bonds. A rumor of that happened just a few months back on Good Friday, and most investors suffered almost an 87% loss in the equity that they had in those. It takes an enormously long time to regain that. Again, I'd stress extreme caution there. Prices again this week are moving up. Food prices have gone up across the board. Energy prices, I'm sure your listeners, as well as ourselves, are well aware that every time we go to the gas pump, things are moving up. Heating oil is moving up very, very high. This is something, again, we have to watch for and keep an eye with inflation. On the front pages, they're telling us that inflation is under control. Everything is beautiful. Put the man in office for another 4 years is about what we're being told. Please keep in mind, obviously, with prices that are moving up on us, inflation is not in control. There are some things that we have to be aware of. One of the investors in Wall Street this week was asked what he feels about the market. This was a comment out of the USA Today, just this morning, in fact. And he says, the market is being driven by pure speculation. More baby boomers are more concerned about their retirement than ever, and they are running to the stock mutual funds.
Isn't this the same thing that happened in the 20s?
Exactly. In fact, the only change is actually the amount of money, obviously. But
yes, it's much more now.
Exactly. But almost every place or every detail is duplicated to year 1928.
Yes, and nothing is based upon worth, but sheer speculation and sheer faith that it cannot crash, even though all the stocks have been valued way beyond any possible worth of the companies that those stocks represent.
Exactly. And it's in paper after paper every day, and yet here one of his comments says they are reacting to rising prices by chasing after them. What happens when you start chasing anything? You get in your backyard. You get very emotional. You get focused on the chase, and you're not even aware of what's happening around you.
Yeah, and eventually you catch it.
Exactly.
And when you catch it, it's all over.
One of the comments I wanted to make aware is for years we've been told that Japanese investors are very, very strong. Their economy is excellent.
Not true.
Not true whatsoever. In fact, their stock market, if you listen to how their newspapers have read prior to their correction in their stock market, which has been, in about the last 6 years, has corrected by just close to about 49%, almost half. Their papers were touting three major reasons for buying: low interest rates, a strong yen, and very low oil prices. And what have we been reading for the last 2 years in our papers? Low interest rates, a very strong economic growth, and the dollar is stronger than ever, and our inflation is very low. This one comment that I read the other day said they believed in their money god, the minister of their finance, would never let the market go down. Our mutual fund buyers believe our money god today, Alan Greenspan, will also never let our money market go down.
Alan Greenspan's allegiance is not to the people who've invested in the stock market, I can guarantee you that.
I would stand there right beside you and agree wholeheartedly with you. So again, please, I recommend extreme caution for your listeners out there, as I know you have been all along. If you do want further information on this, or if I can be of any help, your listeners are welcome to call 1-800-289-2646. My personal extension in my office is 2139. Again, my name is Rob Wetzel. You're welcome to ask for me, and I would be glad to discuss any of these concerns that you might have and send you off any additional information that I can help you be more aware and more educated in these concerns.
Is there a new newsletter yet, or is Craig...
off within about the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, good.
And as soon as I get that, again, your callers are welcome, or your listeners are welcome to call in. There also now, too, there's a negotiation going on right now at the Federal Reserve, which, again, why they have anything to do with Social Security amazes me. But they are looking at stopping, they refer to it as a COLA, but it's actually a cost of living adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about cutting that back to a third, at least as much of a half. In other words, there will no longer be any more adjustments in Social Security, in welfare.
For inflation.
Exactly, for inflation.
Yeah, that actually started when I was in the Navy. They started that COLA adjustment, which was to keep the salary of federal workers abreast with the loss of their purchasing power due to inflation of the dollar. And what that is telling me now is that they no longer have faith that they can control inflation, and therefore can't keep up with the salaries with inflation, and can't guarantee their employees that they can make that adjustment anymore.
And then at the same time, they're coming out with inflation index bonds, trying to bring people in that way into investing in the country and paying up our debt.
Yeah.
They realize at this point, about the only way they're going to be able to keep attracting people.
Wow. Well, have you got anything else that the listeners need to hear tonight?
That's really about it at this point.
Rob, you're doing an excellent job, and by golly, I really appreciate it, and so do the listeners. And folks, if you've got anything that you want to ask questions about, call Rob Wetzel at Swiss America Trading. You know that I always recommend the person who spends time with us is the person that you should spend time with at Swiss America Trading. If he's busy or you can't reach him, then talk to anybody else because they're all good people. But Rob Wetzel is the one who's here with us every Thursday night, and so Rob Wetzel is the one that you should be calling. His extension is 2139. The number is 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. I want to thank you for the metal report, Rob, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next Thursday night.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. I do, too.
Good night.
Take care. Rock, 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 rock
Well, now we can get into some other things. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you that the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network is changing satellites. Right at the present time, we are simulcasting on Galaxy 6, Channel 14, 7.56 audio, and our new satellite, GE1, Channel 7, audio 7.56. And if you are listening on Galaxy 6 and you have not yet shifted your dish to the new satellite, you must do so, because I don't know how long we're going to be simulcasting. And I can't guarantee that we'll even be on Galaxy 6 tomorrow night. So you must shift your dish. Let me give you a telephone number to call if you don't know how to do it, if you cannot find GE1 in the sky, which, by the way, is the newest and most powerful satellite in the sky. It's almost directly overhead. Every one of you should be able to get it with no problem. But if you're an amateur like me, and by the way, folks, some of you are calling me for advice. Don't do that, because I don't know what to tell you. It took me half a day yesterday and all day today to find GE1 and get my dish set on it. So don't call me for advice. That's the wrong person. Here's the number you should call. It's 906-228-7477. That's 906-228-7477. When it answers, press the number 4 on your touch tone phone. Now, if you have a rotary phone, this is not going to work. You got to go to a touch tone phone. Go to a pay phone if you have to. Call area code 906-228-7477. When it answers, press the number 4 on your touch tone phone, and it will give you the directions on how to move your dish to the new satellite. Now, if you still are unable to do it, after trying everything that you know how to do, and after having called this number and following the directions, don't call me. Call Gary Bourgeois. Gary Bourgeois is the network technical advisor, and he will help you. Call him, but only call him if it's absolutely necessary. If it's not absolutely necessary to call him to get your dish shifted, then don't call him. And if you're not a listener to this network, and if you're not an affiliate station, don't ever call it. It's as simple as that. The number is 906, and this is Gary Bourgeois' number, 906-228-3275. That's 906-228-3275. When you get the voicemail system and you start to leave your message, tell them that you're having trouble shifting your dish or that you're an affiliate station. If Gary's there, he'll pick up right away and give you the advice that you need. If he's not there, please leave a message with your phone number and he'll get back to you. Okay, folks, so remember, we're now shifting to GE1, Channel 7, audio 7.56. To get the information on how to shift your dish to the new satellite, call 906-228-7477. When it answers, press 4 on your touch tone phone, and you will get the directions on how to do that. Okay, now tonight, folks, what I want to do is open the phones, and I only want to hear from, please don't call me about shifting your dish. Please don't call me about finding the new satellite, because I'm not expert in any of this stuff. I can't give you any advice. I don't know what to tell you. What I've just told you is all that I know. So please call tonight only if you have received your book, Oklahoma City Day One. I'm very concerned to know if you are getting the shipments that we've been sending out. We've sent out about 800 books already. And we're sending them out just as fast as we can every day. I want to hear from you if you have received Oklahoma City Day One, if you ordered it. And I want to hear what you think about it, if you've had time to read it or look at it, or if you just got it and all you did was look at the cover. I want to hear about that. So call at 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. I know that some of you out here have received your Oklahoma City Day One, and I want to hear from you. And those are the only people that I want to hear from for the rest of the hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Received my book this afternoon by UPS, Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow. So you just got it today?
Just today.
What do you think about it?
I was very impressed with the quality. I noticed you printed it on acid-free paper. I thank you. Quality is excellent in every way. Typesetting, it's easy to read. Everything about it, I think it'd be difficult to ask for anything more.
What do you think of the cover?
Excellent. Very, very nice cover. and the flame and the rose, I noticed that, yes.
Did you understand the symbology?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wonderful. That's great. So have you had a chance to read through any of it? Have you read any of the book?
I've scanned through the whole book, I'm very, very impressed with the factual information, with the level of documentation that you've gone to.
Well, we went thoroughly with that. There's nothing in that book that isn't thoroughly and completely 100% documented and sourced. And the only thing that's not are the anonymous reports that we received, which I will certainly certify that we did receive, and the fact that we received them and then later received independent substantiation from other people, many of whom are not in the first book but will be in the second volume, backs up exactly what the anonymous reports that we initially received were. The only reason we printed those anonymous reports in the first volume is that we did receive so much confirmation backing up those initial anonymous reports which we received on April the 20th that we decided to go ahead and print them. But the rest of the book, and I'm specifically talking only about three anonymous reports, which were phone calls, two from men who identified themselves as firefighters and one from a man who identified himself as the father of one of the firefighters, who claimed that that they knew that 5-gallon cans of fulminate of mercury were recovered from the Alpha P. Mira Federal Building that had not detonated, that had detonators inserted through holes in the top of the cans. They were all drab with mil-spec numbers and were placed near the elevator shaft. Other than that, every single word in that book is thoroughly documented and sourced and cannot be refuted by anyone. It is absolutely amazing the degree of professionalism and investigative dedication and just absolute overall commitment to this work. All of the people who were involved gave from the bottom of their heart and out of their personal lives and took great risk and great danger. And, of course, they were all supervised on the scene by our station chief, Major Michelle Marie Moore, who, after much prodding and encouragement, wrote the book.
Well, from the standpoint of journalistic quality, professionalism, the book would be very difficult to surpass. There's just nothing really of this category out there that's normally being printed, even in the academic realm today. The standards of quality have fallen all the way around. So everything from the typography, the grammar and syntax, everything about the book is, from that standpoint, journalistic-wise, is of extremely high quality, very impressive, and, of course, the mechanical is exceptional, too.
Well, thank you very much.
May I say one additional thing? I spoke with Gary a few days ago, and he is extremely weak, so please, I'd suggest people not call him unless it's really a dire emergency. He needs prayer. We need to keep him on.
Are you talking about Gary Bourgeois?
Yes.
I just talked to him today, and he said he's feeling wonderful.
I hope. Okay, then he's feeling better than he was a couple of days ago. Then.
Well, he goes up and down, but I'll tell you what, he's about 5,000% better than he was a few weeks ago.
Yes.
But your advice is well taken. Nobody should call him unless you absolutely cannot solve your problem any other way.
Well, we really need to keep him on our prayer list. He mentioned that to me a couple days ago.
Yes. Yes, we should.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. If you have received Oklahoma City Day 1, I want to hear from you tonight. That's 520-333-4578. If you have received your copy of Oklahoma City Day 1, call me now. Don't wait for somebody else to call. You call me. We want to hear from you. First, we need to know that the books are being delivered. And the second, we need to know what you think of the book, how you feel about it, if you've read it, you know, the whole bit. It's extremely important to us. You have no idea how much we have invested in this book. It is the most consuming thing that that I think we've ever done. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Fred. Fred in Louisiana.
Hi, Fred.
And I got my book. I got it. I believe I sent you a P.O. box, but I got it through the U.S. mail.
When did you get it? Several days ago?
Yeah, just a few days ago.
Have you had a chance to read it?
Yeah, I read the, I just read the foreword and the introduction.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me, what was your initial impression? When you first opened the package, what did you think?
The cover was very striking. Unusual, but, you know, it was, I think, very appropriate.
Was it more than you expected?
Oh, yeah.
It weighs a lot, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big book.
Oh, yeah. I think it complements Michelle's, the proverb that, the proverb that Michelle quotes in the introduction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That,
well, actually, that's not a Michelle quote.
Yeah,
that's a Harvest Trust quote, which Michelle put in the book.
yeah. I think.
But she agrees with it 100%.
Oh yeah. And I can. I think as I read more into it, I'll begin to kind of understand why she chose that quote more.
Well, let me say this again. That's a Harvest Trust quote. The Harvest Trust is the publisher. It's not Michelle Moore.
All right, yeah, Alex did that because she did have the quotation mark.
She didn't choose the quote.
Yeah, it was.
The publisher chose that quote.
Oh, I see. All right.
With her concurrence, 100%.
Oh, I see. All right.
But that's where it came. That's why it's called the Harvest Trust. If you read that quote from the Bible. And you understand that this is the Harvest Trust that published that book, you'll understand a lot more about what we're up to and what we're doing.
All right.
And what it's all about. How much of the book have you read?
Just that much.
How much?
Just the forward and the introduction so far.
Forward and the introduction? What's holding you up?
I'm trying to put aside some time to really sit down and...
Oh, I see. Yeah, I understand that many people hold more than one job and are extremely busy with jobs and family and everything else. But I also understand from the people who have called me without any urging whatsoever that once they've received this book, it's been impossible for them to put down. That's why I ask you that. But we know that some people don't have all that. So what did you think of the foreword and the introduction?
Forward, like you said, and it gives a good historical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the introduction?
It was very, I could tell it was very personal.
Moving, huh?
Yes.
Got to you?
Yeah, a few parts of it, yeah.
Yeah, it will. Well, I really appreciate your call, and I appreciate the fact that you ordered the book. And I would encourage you to find the time and get into the book because that's absolutely necessary. And if you can find some extra money, I also encourage you to buy some extra copies to give to your chief of police, to send to your representatives in your state house and your state senate, and to your representatives in the House of Representatives in Congress, and your state senator in Congress in Washington, D.C. And if you can't, that's okay. But if you can, we need people to read this book and understand what's going on because a lot of these people who are representing us don't have the slightest clue. In fact, compared to most of the listeners of this broadcast, they're pretty ignorant.
Well, avoid that, I'll certainly encourage people that I know to order it.
Good. Whatever you can do, no matter how small, will be a great help. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you've received Oklahoma City Day 1, I want to hear from you now. I must hear from you now. Don't sit there like a bump on the log, and don't be bashful, and don't be afraid. I need to hear from you. It is so important that we know what the effect of this book is upon those of you who have received it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Leslie from Utah.
Hello, Leslie.
I received Oklahoma City Day 1 approximately a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm on page 191, starting chapter 10.
Uh-huh.
And the book is phenomenal. It brings tears to one's eyes. It's heart-wrenching. And a whole lot of other things. The first caller pretty much put it in a nutshell. And I highly recommend everybody get it, and I cannot wait for the follow-up volumes.
Oh, yes. There will be two more volumes. Second volume is being written as we speak, or being compiled and written as we speak.
It just, other than the tremendous amount of human suffering that has taken place,
yeah,
throughout this ordeal, it's just phenomenal. Michelle Moore and everyone that has assisted her has just done an exquisite job. I don't know how to describe it.
Yes, and they sacrificed an awful lot of their personal lives and took great risks to be able to do that job. What did you think about the discrepancy between what the national media was telling you was the truth and what you're discovering in the book is the real truth?
Obviously, what the national media has been portraying is a total fabrication. Disinformation, just on a large scale, and to completely cover up the truth.
Yeah, and it's all documented in the book. There is no...
Absolutely, absolutely. The approximately half of the book is documentation, and that's what's going to make it really hurt the forces that are trying to...
Let's call it what it is, the forces of evil.
Right.
The liars and scum that are set about destroying this nation and bringing about the totalitarian socialist government by creating these terrorist acts in order to get the American sheeple to beg to be disarmed so that they can be enslaved. That's the truth of the matter, and that's really the sum total of the conclusion that you must reach once you have digested the information and the documentation that is contained within this book.
I completely agree, Mr. Cooper.
I want to thank you so much.
All right, Mr. Cooper, nice talking to you.
Thank you. Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. And I need to hear from those of you who have received your copy of Oklahoma City Day 1, published by the Harvest Trust in Eager, Arizona. You know, most of you ordered advanced copies, and it was because you ordered those advanced copies that we were able to print the book. If you had not done that, we would not have had enough funds to be able to do it. There would be no book whatsoever. So we owe you a tremendous thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You're helping us to expose the lies and the evil that exists in this country, that's helping to bring this country down. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
My name is George C. Haven.
Hi, George. Where are you from?
Confluence, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I just received the book yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And just started reading it, and it's very interesting. Just glancing over some of the pages on this thing, it's very well documented. Looking forward to really getting into it and digesting the information in it.
Were you surprised when you received the book? Was it beyond your expectations?
Oh, it's definitely beyond my expectations. My wife, who is an attorney, also is looking at the book. And she was very amazed at the documentation, how well it was put together. And she likewise is researching it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's our job. You see, the intelligence service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic is just that. We don't deal in rumor. We don't deal in speculation. Our job is to seek out information and sift it and discover the truth from the lies and reveal the truth to the American people and to the militia, the whole of the people of the several states of the Union. And that's exactly what we have done. It is just incredible how easy it was to expose some of the major lies that were promoted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and some of the other people. I think Bob Ricks, right off the bat, was pinned as one of the biggest liars in history in this book. And almost everything he said was proven a lie and was thoroughly documented. And there's he's going to have trouble even looking his own mother in the eye if she ever reads this book.
We've been listening to you for quite some time, first on shortwave and now on satellite. And we have talked to numerous people in this area who have tuned you in and are now listening to you. And we have been telling them about the book, Behold the Pale Horse, amongst other things that we've been hearing on your broadcast. And the information is just astounding. I just can't believe that more Americans haven't awakened to the lies and the deceptions that have been placed upon us and are trying to get out there and make some changes.
Well, see, most Americans know about the lies, and they know about the deceptions, and they're just not sure that they want to deal with it yet. And when they become sure that they want to deal with it, then the liars and the scum and the socialist suckers who are destroying this country are going to find themselves in extreme danger of becoming extinct, literally, overnight. Because there's one thing that we learn from history is that an angry American populace is nothing to be fooled with, nothing whatsoever. I want to thank you so much for calling and contributing, and I want to thank you so much for your kind words about the book. It meant so much to all of us. It means so much to Michelle, and in particular, all of the people, all of our intelligence officers who work to uncover this information, who cannot be named because it would place them in great danger. And because they would not be able to function any longer as intelligence officers once their identity became known. So that they're sitting and listening to this, and it's their only reward that they will ever get. So it means so much to them to hear what you have said.
We recently sent you a letter, and we're looking forward to hearing from you, and also to let you know that we think you're doing a very commendable job and are looking forward to hearing a lot more from you.
Well, thank you. You know, President Clinton thinks I'm the most dangerous radio talk show host in America, and the coward Rush Limbaugh read that White House memo on the air to take the blame off of himself, and at the same time continues to advertise himself as the most dangerous radio talk show host in America.
Well, I think Americans, a lot of us are waking up to realize that Rush is nothing more than dialectic.
Rush is a fat blowhard who sits on half his brain and didn't have the courage to take the heat that he deserved, sloughed it off on me, and then took the credit that I so richly earned.
Exactly.
It's a great compliment to be called by the communist president of the United States, the man who dodged the draft and then sent our people off to die in places like Haiti and Somalia and other places, and dared to call himself the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States of America. It is a great compliment to be called by that communist suck, the most dangerous radio talk show host in America.
I also want you to know we're praying for you and your situation with the IRS, and we're very interested in hearing more about what's going on.
Oh, they're trying their best. They want to try to get at me any way that they possibly can. We found out through Freedom of Information Act requests that my FBI the folder was one of the ones that was in the possession of the White House. And if you're wondering, ladies and gentlemen, why I have an FBI folder, it's because when I was in the United States Navy, well, it goes back even farther than that. When I was in the United States Air Force, you see, I served my country in two of our armed forces. I've always served my country. I've always been loyal to the Constitution because that is the government, not the people that you voted for, not Bill Clinton. The Constitution for the United States of America and the Bill of Rights is the government, and that's where my loyalty lies. I was in the United States Air Force, had a secret security clearance, and that required an agency check, which initiates an FBI record. And then when I was in the Navy, I was assigned to the Office of Naval Security and Intelligence, and then served on the intelligence briefing team, the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet. I had to, have a Q clearance along with an SI clearance, which promulgated an FBI investigation into my entire background. Those clearances were granted with no problem whatsoever, and that's why I have an FBI folder, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, an FBI folder does not mean that you're a criminal. It just means that at some point in your history, the FBI had to initiate some kind of an investigation into you or your background. And it could mean that they were investigating somebody that you were working with or knew, and your name just came up. So don't ever get angry with somebody because they have an FBI file. It does not mean that they're a criminal, although it could mean that they're a criminal. I want to thank you so much for calling and for helping us out.
Okay.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. What he was referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is the FBI and the Internal Revenue Service are initiating investigations about me and are going all over the country, questioning everybody in the world about me, trying to get any kind of dirt so that they can shut up the truth and destroy the ability of the American people to hear the truth from people like me who thoroughly document and source everything that we reveal to the American people. And that's really why they're so afraid of us, is because they cannot refute the documentation. They cannot refute the truth. You see, we don't come on the air and spread rumor. We don't spread lies. We don't spread opinion. And we don't print those in our national newspaper, Veritas, which, by the way, is delivered to every member of the House of Representatives, every senator, all of the cabinet members, agencies heads, the president and vice president, every issue. At my expense, and it's a tremendous expense. And we're the fastest growing national newspaper in America. We also publish books and videotapes and all kinds of other things to alert the American people that this country is going down the tubes on a roller coaster. And it's all being done by those who want to propel us into a totalitarian socialist one world government. And there won't be any protection of individual rights in such a government because there won't be any Constitution or Bill of Rights. 520-333-4578. If you've received Oklahoma City Day 1, I want to hear from you right this moment. Don't be bashful. Don't sit there and wait for somebody else to call. Out of all the books that we've sent out, out of all the listeners that we have, I know very well that a great percentage of them are listening on satellite tonight or on low-power FM stations across this country and have been for some time. So we need to hear from you right now, 520-333-4578. By printing this book, by sending it out to you, we've done you a great service. Now we need you to turn around and do us a service by giving us a report on what your reaction to the book is, what you think about the book, when you got the book. I need to know that you're getting the shipments that we're sending out. I need to know that we've done the job that we think that we've done. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. I'm a first-time caller. My name's Carl from Mentor, Ohio.
Hi, Carl.
Long-time listener. I get real nervous when I call in. That's the only reason I have never called in.
Well, don't get nervous. You're amongst friends here, and unless you demonstrate gross stupidity or gross rudeness, you're always welcome.
Okay, thanks a lot. I just purchased a used satellite dish about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got it set up. Got real panicky last night when I found out that you were switching channels.
You're not the only one. I was panicky, too. It wasn't supposed to happen that way.
But I got a hold of Gary today, and I had a chance to talk to him, and he helped me out. And I'm listening to you tonight.
Did you order Oklahoma City Day One?
No, but I will.
Okay, great.
What's more important? Maybe like the FM rebroadcaster or becoming a member of the Cadger Intelligence Service? I can't do both because I can't afford it right now.
The most important thing right now is to become an affiliate broadcaster.
Okay.
That is something that all of you must do. If we're going to reveal the truth to the American people, we must have low-power FM stations across the country. And I got to tell you, it's not as hard as you think. I ordered the FM 100, and it's only 25 milliwatts of power. It's only one quarter of the legal limit that I can have without a license. I mean, I could be broadcasting at four times the power right now in the Round Valley in Eager, Arizona, without any fear of anybody doing anything to me, because it would be perfectly legal. I'm only using one quarter of the power because my home is about 500 feet above the rest of the town, and so I'm able to broadcast over the whole city with just 25 milliwatts of power and no antenna other than the little telescoping thing that comes on the transmitter. And once I get my regular antenna and get it put up, I'll be able to blanket not only Eager but Springerville. And I know the local radio station is just going to go bananas because of the fact that we're broadcasting the truth. They're going to lose most of their listeners because all they broadcast is bullshit 24 hours a day.
Now I'm calming down. You're calming me down. I live almost right on the lake, Lake Erie. Do I have a problem in rebroadcasting?
No, not as long as you're within the legal limit. I mean, I'll tell you what, don't order the FM 100 like I did. The only reason I did that is because I'm way high above the city and I knew I would have no problem getting out. What you need to order is the FM 25. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, send us $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope and we'll send you the information that you need to know. We recommend the FM 25 because it broadcasts at the maximum legal limit, which is 100 milliamps. And if you're not up on a high elevated broadcasting platform like I am, then you need 100 milliamps.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work and you want to take a chance, you know, that's strictly up to you whether you get an amplifier and use that or not.
You know, can I change?
But if you're next to the lake, you can't do that.
Oh.
You can only go the legal limit and that's it.
Okay. Could I change the subject a little bit?
Well, if you make it quick.
Yeah, so long, and there's so many questions I've wanted to ask you. And could I take a little opportunity just to hit on a few of them?
Just make it quick, because we're reaching the end of the hour.
Okay. Touchstone Pictures. You mentioned that one night. Touchstone, you know, research it. I try to research it.
That's Disney.
Right. And the meaning behind Touchstone.
Oh, I'm not going to let you off that easy. You've got to do the research.
Okay, what about this new series that's coming on Fox TV, Millennium, where the snake is swallowing its tail? What does that mean in cinema?
Oh, that's all out of the mystery school. That's all out of Freemasonry. That's all the hidden symbology of those who are Luciferians and follow the Luciferian philosophy. And I'm not going to let you off with that either. You can get the Mystery Babylon tapes, which we spent... many years in researching and many hours in producing, and you can get into the books and you'll, you know, that one's an easy one to answer if you get into the books.
Oh, I tell you, Bill, I'm sort of like a volunteer helper with the Prophecy Club, and there's so many attorneys that know you and that are in contact with you. It's really neat, you know, through this little volunteering that I'm doing with the Prophecy Club.
Mm-hmm.
So many people out there that... I meet, you know, like I'll stick Veritas in my back pocket. Oh, can I see a copy of that? Turned so many people on to the newspaper that way and met a lot of people that that listen to you.
Wonderful.
And that leads me to another question. Would you ever consider maybe coming on the circuit with them? Or how would you go about...
What do you mean by the circuit? What are you talking about?
They bring people on, like Ted Gunderson. Next month, they're bringing an individual by the name...
On what?
Into, like, our Holiday Inn here in Cleveland.
Oh, we'll have somebody contact me, and we'll talk about it.
Oh, great. Great.
Okay?
All righty.
Got to let you go.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Anybody that's received their copy of Oklahoma City Day 1, I still need to hear from you. And if you're sitting out there on your couch, shaking with fear because you're afraid to call in, don't be, okay? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Bill.
Hello. Turn your radio off.
Yeah, turn it off.
Come on. You're making my brain vibrate in my head with that feedback. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, Bill, hang on a second.
Turn it off, man.
Jesus. Anyway, should I be concerned if I didn't get my copy yet? Because I ordered two of them from you right when you first put them up for sale.
Don't be concerned. They're on the way.
Oh, and the other problem, you were talking to the guy about the antenna. I'm about 500 yards from the Illinois-Wisconsin border. And I have one of those little transmitters for that Canadian company I got from you like last year.
Uh-huh. As long as it broadcasts within what the FCC says is the legal limit, if you're next to a border or a body of water, it doesn't matter. If you want to broadcast at a higher power, you must be intrastate, which means within the state. You cannot broadcast across borders or across a body of water where a ship or a boat can receive your broadcast. I'm not talking about rowboats on a lake.
And that little antenna I got from you last year, from the Canadian company, the one that it took like a real long time to get it, and I guess you said something was scooped up about that company.
Yeah, that company ripped us off for about $5,000 in orders, which, as I always do, I back what we do 100%. I refunded personally from the trust to those who had ordered those transmitters and never received them.
Oh, well, I actually got one. Now, these new ones you're talking about, does this one here, I have to kind of like tune it in every time I turn it on.
Well, you shouldn't have to do that. With the ones that we're recommending now, which we don't sell at all, and we don't even handle the orders, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, look into that later then. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to getting my books. That's why I the money in a long time ago.
They're on the way. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Good night. And folks, I think that's it for tonight. And all I can say is tomorrow night, don't forget to tune in for Friday Night Live, followed immediately by Quest for Health with Michael Cottingham. And don't forget to stay tuned tonight for Quest for Health with Michael Cottingham. And all next week, you'll be hearing reruns from the Hour of the Time. And they'll be from the best of the best of the Hour of the Time. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless each and every single one of you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to order your copy of Oklahoma City Day 1, it's $35 postpaid. $35 postpaid. Make check or money order payable to Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, and send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. That's Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Yeah. This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, broadcast on satellite GE1, Channel 7, audio frequency 7.56, and over 650 low-power FM stations nationwide in Mexico, Canada, Hawaii, and in Western Europe. If you would like to write to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, address your letters to the Harvest Trust. That is the Harvest Trust. Post Office Box 1970. That's P.O. Box 1970. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Stay tuned for the Quest for Health with Michael Cottingham.